Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a country that can turn its abundant coal reserves into a strategic asset, reducing dependence on imports and adding value to a domestic resource. That's exactly what India is about to achieve with its first commercial coal to ammonium nitrate project. What makes this significant is that on a recent day, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation, virtually, for this project at Lakhanpur, Jharsuguda, Odisha, to be executed by Bharat Coal Gasification and Chemicals Limited, or BCGCL. This project marks a strategic shift in how India uses its abundant coal, not merely to burn for power, but to convert, or gasify, it into high-value chemicals. First, let's look at the project snapshot. BCGCL is a joint venture between Coal India Limited, which owns 51%, and BHEL, which owns 49%, drawing land and coal from Mahandi coal fields. The plant will produce roughly 0.66 million tons per annum, or MTPA, of technical grade ammonium nitrate, an input for mining and infrastructure explosives, much of which India currently imports. But why does this matter? The answer lies in understanding what coal gasification is. Coal gasification is a thermochemical process that converts solid coal into syngas, a mixture of carbon monoxide, hydrogen, methane, and other gases, by reacting it with controlled amounts of oxygen and steam at high temperature. The syngas can then be processed into a range of chemicals such as ammonia, methanol, urea, and, as in this case, ammonium nitrate. What makes gasification more appealing than combustion is that it enables value addition and, importantly, makes carbon capture more feasible because coal is produced as a concentrated stream. This is crucial for India's energy security and import substitution goals. Now, let us turn to the strategic significance of this project. India has very large coal reserves but imports a range of coal-derived chemicals and fertilizer inputs. Converting domestic coal into ammonium nitrate substitutes imports and builds a strategic chemicals base. This fits the broader coal gasification mission, which targets a substantial volume of coal to be routed to gasification by 2030 through incentives. Atmanirbhar, or self-reliance, is a key aspect of this project. It reduces dependence on imported technical-grade ammonium nitrate. Additionally, this project will anchor industrial activity and jobs in Odisha's coal belt, contributing to eastern India's development. It also utilizes indigenous gasification know-how, building domestic capability. However, there's an environmental trade-off. Coal gasification is more carbon intensive than using natural gas as a feedstock, and water use is significant. The environmental credibility of such projects depends on deploying carbon capture, utilization and storage, or CCUS, efficient water recycling and zero liquid discharge practices, and managing ash and waste responsibly. The project therefore sits at the intersection of energy security and climate commitments, given India's net zero by 2070 goal, making CCUS integration central to its long-term sustainability. So, what exactly changed? The approach to coal usage has shifted from mere combustion to gasification, which offers a more sustainable and value-added path. Now, let us analyze the way forward. Pairing gasification with CCUS is essential to address the climate footprint from the design stage. Scaling the mission to replicate value-added gasification for methanol and fertilizers will maximize the resource. Water stewardship is also crucial, given Odisha's competing demands, adopting strict water efficiency norms is necessary. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, covering economy, energy, and environment. For prelims, remember that BCGCL is a joint venture between Coal India Limited and BHEL, and note the details of the coal gasification mission and Mahanadi coal fields. For mains, the question could be, coal gasification offers value addition and energy security but raises climate concerns. Critically examine. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The project is India's first commercial coal to ammonium nitrate plant, located at Lakhanpur, Jharsuguda, Odisha. The entity executing this project is BCGCL, a joint venture of Coal India Limited, which owns 51%, and BHEL, which owns 49%. The investment in this project is approximately 25,016 crore rupees, with an output of around 0.66 MTPA of technical grade ammonium nitrate, targeting completion by 2029. The coal source for this project is Mahanadi Coalfields Limited. The process involves coal gasification, which converts coal into syngas for chemicals. This project is part of India's coal gasification mission. In conclusion, India's first coal to ammonium nitrate plant signifies a pivotal moment in the country's energy security and import substitution efforts, leveraging its coal reserves in a more sustainable and value-added manner, with significant implications for its climate commitments and developmental goals.